With Michigan Radio News, I'm Steve Carmody. Expect to hear the phrase "build the wall" repeated often during this week's Republican National Convention in Cleveland, but it's the type of rhetoric that may cost the party some votes in Michigan. Voting for the first time can be intimidating, so to make it a little easier, a small group of people gathered in a community center gymnasium on Saginaw's south side recently to vote for their favorite Coney dog.
So there's 1, 2, 3 hot dogs, Coney dogs to choose from.
But this is more than just an experiment in hot dog democracy. It's about learning the process of voting.
When it's time to vote, I need you to have your ID with you, okay? If you don't have your ID, that's okay. There's a process for this, and there's importance of that's why that's happening, okay?
Dan Sosa is the Michigan State Vice President of the group Latino Leaders for the Enhancement of Advocacy and Development, or LEAD. They helped organize the hot dog voting workshop. Sosa admits Michigan's small Latino population has voted in even smaller numbers in the past, but they are working to change that this year with voter education, registration drives, and plans to get people to the polls. Sosa says the political rhetoric in the 2016 presidential campaign is motivating Latinos this year to get involved.
You know, we're not telling folks how to vote, but certainly for some of us, I think seeing the rhetoric in the media by some candidates, I guess I should say, has driven some of those efforts.
One phrase seems to irk many Latino voters the most.
We need to build that damn wall.
That's State Senator Joe Hewn speaking at a conservative political meeting last month in Howell. Hewn is not only a delegate to this week's Republican National Convention, he was also a member of the platform committee that last week in Cleveland voted to put building a wall on the southern border in the party's platform.
This is such a fundamental component of the Trump campaign, and it's I think it's a large, very populist issue too, securing our border.
But while it's a message connecting with many white conservatives, it's leaving many Latinos feeling excluded. Saginaw Valley State University political scientist Jesse Donahue says efforts to get out the Latino vote may be most visible in Southeast Michigan.
What isn't clear is how far down the ballot that impact is going to go, but it looks like they are going to have a fairly large impact this time.
Debbie Vasquez with LEAD says the August primary will be a dry run of sorts for the November general election. She says they plan on following up with Latino voters to see if they voted and ask them about any problems with election officials.
Did you vote? How was your experience? Because we're trying to collect that data so that we can give back to make sure, like I want to even give information to the people that run the election inspectors. If they're having a hard time there, our voters. I want to make sure that somebody knows about that so they can fix that problem.
Knowing that kind of information may play a very important role in November, especially if Michigan ends up being a swing state in November. The state's largely Democratic-leaning Latino voters could play a much bigger role in the outcome than they have in the past. I'm Steve Carmody.